City.
Across Bendigo.
Coggo and Kylie for breakfast.
Feels good. Bendigo Triple M.
Looking through the bloody paper and the computer and everything else.
Oh, I'm just a little shocked about Guzman and Gomez no longer in Kennington Village as of yesterday. Contractors actually spent the day getting all the stuff out. You drove past, did you?
Last night and had a look. Well, not last night, but yesterday, and had a look, and I thought, okay, there's a problem here. You know that as soon as you see people taking stuff out of the store.
For sure.
Always an issue.
Oh. Mm. But look, they're saying that it's got to do with a civil court case that occurred, and well, it just sort of couldn't be solved. So the chain's okay. It's just the one here in Bendigo has gone. But the sad thing is, too, that 18 people, I'm just reading front page of Bendigo Eddie, and Shaz, our news journo extraordinaire, has got details on as well. But 18 people have lost their jobs as a result of it. And that's a fair whack, isn't it?
Yeah, it is a fair whack.
Yeah, and it is a fair whack. You wonder how. I mean, look, they've known for a little bit, so that's good. But you still wonder how they're going to go trying to find other employment when things aren't great in this town. As we know, in hospitality, it's a bit up and it's a bit down. So, yeah, very sad news for those that have lost their jobs.
Just makes you wonder about the area. You know, certainly there, I mean, down the road, the old hashtag just didn't go anywhere. The one on the corner.
Yeah, we're still waiting for the new owner to rock on in there.
He's got a job to do.
He has.
Because it hasn't worked.
He's taking a while too.
Yeah,
Guzman, a very long time.
And Guzman was always a bit of a risk, but because of the fact we have some really good Mexican places here anyway, i.e. the Mexican Kitchen.
Which has been here forever and a day. Yeah, true. And also the one that you go to down
Zambreros.
In Carmel, Zambreros.
Yeah, they do a good job too. So it's tough, but at the end of the day, I think that what you just said then, not that I know, but certainly, well, my sources tell me, there you go, that's all I can say, is that, yeah, it had a bit to do with that court case. We won't say any more than that because...
I don't want to get anyone into the poo, but, yeah, it's just always sad when a business, particularly a business that hasn't been going for that long either, it's only been a year and a half. Now, that is not long at all.
No, it's not.
Long enough to establish yourself fully anyway, I don't believe, and you would know that too, being an ex-business owner, but, yeah... All we can do is just hope that some other business moves in there and that they stay for a long time and they're very good.
There's only so much time you can pour good money to bad, though.
True.
You know, so they probably said that'll do us. And that happens with a lot of businesses. What you got to remember is that the fast food chains, the McDonald's, KFC, are everywhere. I mean, you know, you've got both beside Guzman and Guzman. You're now Eagle Hawk, you're now White Hills, you're now Kangaroo Flat. Well, Kangaroo Flat's been there for a while. So they're everywhere. So you really are competing big time with those chains, and they're hard to beat.
Oh, of course they are.
They do everything these days, you know. And then you go down to, say, Hungry Jack's or... Does Hungry Jack's do coffee now?
Yeah, it does.
Do you know what I mean?
And breakfast. Yeah, they've all versified.
That's right. Yeah. That makes it difficult if you, bugger it, I'll just go to Hungry Jack's and get a coffee instead of the local coffee shop. So that makes it difficult.
Because we do, I don't know about you, but I know when I leave here of an afternoon and if I haven't bought my lunch or I haven't got, you know, lunch organised, I always sort of think, I just want to go through a drive-thru, which I know is so bad. And I end up not doing it. But my first initial thought is, where can I drive through? Where can I drive through? Because I just can't be bothered getting out of the car.
That's right. Correct.
There's been a couple of times, actually, where I've gone to go to, is it Bean Roasted across from Lake Waruna? What's that one?
The ice cream shop, no. Oh, no, the fish shop, you mean? Or
No, the drive-thru.
Oh, sorry, no, the Golden Bean.
Oh, yeah. The Golden Bean, yeah. I've gone to go there, taken the wrong road and I've gone to turn in left and there's no driveway and it's like, it's too hard to do a U-E and go back around through the lights.
It is the way of the future, but the other problem is that when we want fast food, we want it like KFC, McDonald's are pretty good. McDonald's in particular are pretty quick. So, you know, when you go to somewhere else, like you're talking about, say, Golden Bean or Coffee Co., one of these places, you want it fairly quick. It's not their fault, but at the end of the day, you kind of sit there going, well, gee, hang on. But they're not McDonald's.
No, I know, exactly. We do have to remember that, because I often go to the one with the pizza shop in front of it, which is just up from Coles.
That's so
naughty of me. But anyway, I go there and, I'll order like a salad sandwich or something and I'll think, you know, hurry up. And then it comes and I think...
This is the issue. We're all in such a big bloody hurry.
It is. It's shocking.
We can't wait. And it's... it is. You're right. And Guzman and Guzman, I would have thought was
Guzman
one of
and
those,
Gomez.
Is it?
Yeah.
One of the two. They would be in the same boat. They would have been not as quick as the others. So that comes into it. There was a problem with their as you drive around. They had to fix that. Where you drive around, it wasn't wide enough or something at some stage.
Radio.
Early stages. Early what? Anyway, look, let's see. Fingers crossed that, you know, something, you know, does come about with that place there, because it was purposely built too.
Yeah, it is in a good locale. It really is.
Hey, 16 past 6, 11 o'clock, I got to bed. Just ridiculous.
Oh, I'm actually surprised, because you're not a grumpy bum. You're all right.
Oh, hang on a minute. You're a bloody grumpy. Hey, that we'll bring up in just a minute. I tell you what, last night...
Brownlow medal, Nathan Fyfe of the Fremantle Football Club.
So was Nathan Fyfe again from Frio?
What do you mean again?
What's his second medal?
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Oh, wow, what a superstar he is. How long did it take to get to that decision? 10 hours?
It felt like it.
It would have.
It did feel like it. And the thing is, too, with it is that... He got up there and had a good speech, and I just fell asleep. I went, oh, this will do me.
Oh, so you lasted until he got the medal and then you fell asleep?
Basically, yeah. But well done. Anyway, that's one over at Fremantle. That's all they've really won forever.
I'm a little worried about what you're going to say to our very special guest that we're getting on the radio in about 20 minutes. It's a politician.
Who?
It's a major politician. You know who it is.
Elbo.
It is. Okay. It's Elbo. Yeah.
Yeah, right. Anthony Albanese. Like I normally would talk to anyone else.
How do you say his surname?
This here
quickly.
Was
how do you
our
say his surname?
The Play or Pause. Great song. I loved it. But it didn't get the vote. This did. It's Anthony Albanese. I don't know what is it?
I knew Elbo. It. Just go with Elbo, Cogs.
Elbo? What's he? What's he do?
He's a leader of the opposition. Right. Took Shorten's job back in May.
Oh, yeah. Old Elbo, we're mates. Talked to him in 15, Triple M.
We've got Anthony Albanese, the leader of the opposition. He's on his way to Bendigo. Good morning, Anthony.
Hey, Kylie, you're my favourite.
Oh, listen
Thank
to you.
You Anthony.
Don't suck up to her now, mate. You don't even know her.
He was much nicer than you were.
He gets all funny when we talk politics. Every time I bring politics up on the show, he'll go, get on with it, get on with it.
No, it's not that.
Get him to go get a cup of tea or coffee or something.
Well, I'm about to, but what I'll do is I'll start you off in this question, mate. You're coming to Bendigo, the opposition leader. What the hell are you going to do here, mate? Because we need jobs, we need lots of things, Anthony.
Well, what I'm doing is talking to Whitley contestants and having a look at exactly that. Jobs in Bendigo. We're going to Keats 3D Advanced Manufacturing. It employs about 120 people. So it's a great example of high-value manufacturing in a regional centre with a growing company, and I'm going to be taken around there and have a real look at what they're doing and how it can be replicated, how we can make them grow. And then we're going to the Sydney Meyer Haven, which is a social housing, affordable housing project, and we're having a look there as well. And spending the day in beautiful Bendigo with Lisa.
Now, it's been a while since you've been here, and you weren't the leader of the opposition back in 2013. So you're going to notice a lot of changes, Anthony.
Yeah, indeed. One of the things I've noticed every time I've been to Bendigo is that it is a really successful city. It's one in which jobs have been located there. They're diverse jobs, of course, in the defence industry and high-value manufacturing and in social services as well. So it's a great city. And one of the things that Victoria, I think, has done better than some of the other states is grow its regional cities with Bendigo, Ballarat and Geelong.
Well, we are...
And, I'm looking forward to the visit there today.
We are very proud of our beautiful city, Bendigo, but whilst you're here, do us a favour and
walk... Just don't go through the mall.
No, I was going to say, walk down the mall. Have you heard about our mall?
No.
Well, when you speak to Lisa Chesters, just ask her about it, and let's just see whether Lisa can actually do something about it, because it is an issue. And certainly put that on your agenda, mate, with Lisa, and no doubt she is probably listening right now, so she might do the same thing. Whilst it is a beautiful city, you're right, we have got a few issues. Jobs is one. Manufacturing is industry is not great right around the state. I think it's fair to say that, because everything seems to go overseas. So would there be a plan for Bendigo at some stage with that, because we need jobs?
Oh, absolutely. We want regional cities to grow. And when I was regional development minister, I travelled regularly to Bendigo, and we had the whole regional ministerial conference there with the Minister Allen. who, of course, is a proud Bendigo resident, and we worked very hard to make sure that Bendigo could grow. We funded the regional rail link. We funded the tennis centre there. We funded roads up to Bendigo, and I'll be travelling on them in the next little while on my way there.
Now, I just need to ask, going off track here, Anthony, Australia has been left out of the latest round of climate talks at the United Nations, which are happening right now due to our refusal to give up on coal. And we've got the leader of the country, as we know, still over in the US with Mr.
Trump.
Trumpy, what do you think of that? Because I know climate change is close to your heart.
Well, climate change is a serious issue, and it's an intergenerational issue. It's one where we have a responsibility to act, not just for ourselves, but for our kids and grandkids. And I would have thought that the Prime Minister, he's in the United States, that he should be dropping into New York. The UN Framework Convention on Climate Change conferences are serious conferences. World leaders will be there. And Australia should participate because we've got a lot to lose in terms of our climate. We know that you can't say that any single event is because of climate change, but we know that we're in drought at the moment. We know that extreme weather events are happening more often. They're more intense. And Australia needs to take action, and we need the world to take action.
It's a little embarrassing, though, isn't it, don't you think, that it is on and he is close by and he's not going?
Well, he could just drop in rather than do all the things that he's doing. I'm sure that he could have made time in his schedule, and frankly, I'm surprised that he's not, given that he's very close to New York. He's there all week, and other world leaders will be there. When I was the climate change spokesperson for the Labor Party a long time ago, attended a couple of the conferences, and they really are important. And it seems to me there's a contradiction too, because one of the things that liberals sometimes say is, oh, we can't act, we can't get ahead too early because the whole world has to act. Well, this is a conference of the world where we should be there encouraging action across both the developed world and the developing world.
Absolutely, yeah, agree.
We should be leading and not following. Good call. All right, Anthony Albanese is coming to Bendigo, the opposition leader, as we speak. So,
should we become friends?
Nah, mate, not you and I don't think so. No, who do you barrack for in the footy, mate?
Oh, I've got to concede it's a long story, but I'm a Hawks fan.
Oh,
they're not bad. Yeah. You got a point from Coggo for that, yeah.
Oh, my mate Leto's a premiership player there, so I've got a soft spot for the Hawks.
And just quickly, how's your DJing going? You're still doing that?
Going okay. I've done one as leader. I did one as a fundraiser for the Community Cup in Sydney, which raises money for RecLink. It began in Melbourne, of course, raising money for an organisation that tries to get marginalised young people connected up with the mainstream through arts and sport.
Well, next time you're in town, we didn't have enough time to organise it today, but next time you're in town, please come in and do a DJ set for us. We'd love to have you on the radio, Elbow.
There's better things to do.
I knew we were friends at the beginning of the interview, Kylie, but now we're really good friends.
We're besties, mate.
Stop sucking up to him, mate.
No, hey, Anthony, we better let you go. Enjoy your day here in Bendigo.
Drive through close to the Hargraves Mall, Anthony Albanese, and speak to Lisa Chesters and say, can we do something with this? Please, that's all I ask, and you and I'll be friends.
I'll pass it on.
Beautiful. Thanks, Anthony.
Done. See you later.
Cheers. Tonight, there is something special which has been put together by the Maiden Gully YCW Footy Club. And, well, it's not just for the footy club, netball club. It's for other clubs to come along as well. We're talking about the youngster passed away, 18-year-old Lockie Horan, who sadly had an accident on Sunday. Little brother was in the car too. He looks at this stage, and I've had quite a few texts, to be okay, but what is okay? You know, that's the thing. There'll be a long journey in front of young Oscar, I would think. And And that's a thing too, Kylie, isn't it? When you hear about accidents and someone says, oh, someone's okay, there's always a fairly big journey.
Oh, of
as
course.
Far as that. And he'll need enormous support, with Oscar,
a loss of this degree. Yeah, it's going to be a long time for little Oscar and the whole family and all friends and even acquaintances. It's a very, very difficult time, and this is a really awesome initiative, particularly if you're not going that well dealing with it, which I imagine you wouldn't be. Get along tonight to the club rooms. And as you said, Cogs, one of the priests is going to be there.
Chaplains will be in attendance, yeah. And the same, I've just got another text. I've got a couple of texts here about this. And my sister's young boy, which is my nephew, goes to Catholic College, is where Lockie went. And Catholic College today are opening their doors with chaplains as well from the school. So Lockie went to Catholic College. So good initiative by them. Again, just back to Maiden Gully YCW Footy Netball Club. That's, as they would say, it's not just for them. It's for Sedgwick, where he played some cricket. Eagle Hawk, he played some cricket. And certainly other places around the region. But he's a kid who's 18, sadly passed. And he's just touched so many people in life at the age of 18. It's just so bloody sad.
Oh, it is. It's devastating.
Yeah, it is.
It's heart-wrenching.
Absolutely.
And you just mentioned before when we talked about it how there was a footy game between another club. They didn't have enough players.
Yep.
And he went and donned the other club that didn't have enough players their jumper and went out and played for them. And that just gives you, that's a small window of what this boy, Lockie, was like. And that speaks volumes. It really does.
And this was the text I got off, please, hopefully I don't upset if you're listening from the family, but I will tell you that this is how good this kid was. He sent me a text, in April, it was just the 16th of April, and he showed me a young bloke, a young Indigenous bloke from YCW, and they were thinking about the Indigenous round to support his heritage and their culture, and he says, I'd love it if you could support him and get the word out to try and get as many people possible down for the game Friday and for the ceremonies. So that's what kind of kid Lockie Horan was. So he sent me that, and that was Maiden Gully versus Morong earlier this year, so he had a lot to do with that. And he gave me the youngster's number to get in touch with him. So
very special boy.
Yeah.
Very, very special boy, a special young man.
Yeah, hug your kids, hug your family, and, you know, when people turn around and say, oh, yeah, I've got this and I've got a new car and I've got all this money, tell them to get stuffed. It's about health and your family, and that's all that matters. And I remember Steve Jobs saying that, you know, he's got all the money in the world, but he couldn't pass that disease he had to someone else.
Mm.
It wouldn't have mattered. So please hug your kids, grab your family, make up with people that you're probably out of blue with, because none of that matters either. Just, you know, I said to Phil Kerr from Eagle at Cricket Club last night, you know, we were talking about his partner's brother had passed away, and, you know, and I knew them.
Yeah.
And I said, Phil, trust me, in Bendigo, we're all family. We just don't admit it. We all care.
Yeah.
We're all family.
Mm.
You know, regardless if we're out of blue with him or her, whatever, we're actually family in Bendigo, even though we're 100,000. Everyone knows everyone. We just don't admit that we care. And sometimes we bloody well should. Rest in peace, Lockie.
I got a friend of mine, and she, a couple of years ago, got a new puppy, or a year and a half, really. And it's taken a while to get that puppy up to standard. Had a lot of dramas with
it.
As
you do.
Yeah, yeah. Because it's like a Kelpie mix, so it's got a lot of energy. Anyway, she lives down in Melbourne near the beach, so she's very lucky that she can take the dog and get its energy ran out along the beach. But she ended up buying the other day, and it's been a while since she's had one. It's one of those stick catchers for dogs. You know, they're a stick, there's a tennis ball on it, and they're about a metre long, and you throw it.
Saves your arm.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
It's great. And so she purchased one of those, and she was down at St Kilda Beach on the weekend using it. She used to be very good and used to be able to throw it a long way. Anyway, she's walking along, and there was a lady about 2 metres in front of her, and she thought, righty, I'll just grab my stick and I'll go over her head because, you know, I can do that. It's high enough.
Meter.
You know, lady was probably about my height. No, a bit taller than me. She misjudged her throw, and the tennis ball, landed smack in the middle of this lady's back.
Ooh, and that hurts too.
Absolutely.
It'd be wet too, wouldn't it?
It was wet, excruciating pain. The poor lady.
Well, not about excruciating, but anyway.
Yeah, well, it would have been. She would have felt like she'd been shot, and she would have been so shocked and surprised. Anyway, she turned around, and she, you know, had this angry look on her face, and my friend had to try and contain herself because as much as she was feeling really bad about it, It was also very funny. So the lady was being serious, and she's like, I'm so sorry.
You could be sued for that.
Oh, my God. Well, you could. That's the thing. If she was in America...
You'd be sued.
It would be sued. It was lucky that the lady did see the funny side of it, but it just made me start thinking so many times growing up as a kid and even as an adult, with my friend's prime example, when you misjudge your throwing of balls. Like, I know you've had a lot of sport in your life involving balls, and you would have done a few things with balls that you shouldn't have.
Back in North Bendigo, I lived in Smith Street, and we had a big plum tree at the back, and I had those hard plums, and I used to play tennis against the wall, and Dad got sick of it, so he'd every time I'd finish, he'd grab the tennis ball and hide it. Could never find it. So I'd grab those plums and just whack them up in the air. There's one occasion I whacked it up in the air. It was pretty high, and anyway, it come down and... I shouldn't laugh.
Oh, no.
Scone mum on the head while she's doing it.
And she's hanging there.
Anyway, she's gone. You know, she's pretty upset, and it would have hurt because it was a hard plum on the scone. Anyway, Dad come running out.
I shouldn't laugh.
What happened? And I said, that bloody kid over the fence there, he did it. Oh, go get him.
You got out of it.
I got out.
Trust you.
She would have hurt, though.
Little turd. Now, I have a solution with magpies. Now, it's not... going to cause any harm whatsoever. And I've been thinking about it for a while, but the other night I was running around Kenny Rez and I went, right, this is it. So we know that there's an interactive map that you can go to and check out where all the magpie attacks are right across Australia, including
attacks,
here in Bendigo.
They're just protecting their area.
Yeah, well, they are attacks because that's what they do. When a magpie swoops you, it's an attack.
Sure.
Doesn't matter whether they're trying to kill you or not, it's an attack. Anyway.
Well, the magpie doesn't know that.
Regardless of that, my solution is that somebody goes to this map, looks at all the attacks in Bendigo, gets some red silk or red material, and goes to the trees and ties bows on the trees so that you know when you're running or you're walking or you're bike riding and you see a tree with a red bow on it, that there's a magpie there waiting, ready to get you.
Not a bad idea.
I thought it was very clever.
Actually, I'm impressed by that. I'll give you a little hallelujah for that. That is actually pretty good.
Now, we just need to find people to do it.
Well, you can do it. You run around the res.
Coggo, you know how bloody tall I am? We ain't got hope.
There could be like that Perro's Automotive ad that goes around forever, the two magpies. And we're running you and we go, hey, Murray, look at bloody Kylie down there, that little pecker. Should we get stuck in her or not? No, Barry, leave her alone for today. She's tying red bloody ribbon round the resi trees, though. Righto, Murray.
We just need a couple of people that are like 7 foot, 8 foot tall. Job's done.
Just take a ladder.
No, it'd fall off.
Coggo and Kylie are done for the day, but your new lawn from Coolabah will keep on growing day and night. Catch up with Coggo and Kylie on the Triple M app or triplem.com.au.